You think he's wrong? Then it's your turn. The Common Sense Hotline is open. 888-900-9966. Here's Steve.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
I'm going to tell you right now, this plan to terminate birthright citizenship that just hit the headlines, it's going to be big and it's going to be explosive. It's going to be explosive. President Trump planning to sign an executive order that would remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born on U.S. soil. The point being is, from my perspective, why would you reward illegal behavior? If somebody breaks into your country, why would you reward that behavior by giving them citizenship to their offspring? I would agree with that. If you want to come to America, and if you want to have your family become American families and stay here, you come, you follow the process. We have immigration laws. They're just, for the most part, ignored. We have immigration laws that have worked for decades. There's nothing wrong with the laws per se, in my estimation. The problem is they're circumvented, ignored, pushed to the side. And then people scream, we need immigration reform. Why? I have an idea. Enforce the laws that are on the books that have worked for decades. Have people go through background checks. Figure out where they're going to plug into American society. Figure out how they're going to contribute to what we call America. What are their goals going to be? Where are they going to make their home? And then if they have children after being a naturalized citizen, then certainly those children are Americans. But the act of running across the border so that you can have a child in the United States while you break into the country illegally should not in and of itself give that child citizenship. It's almost unheard of around the country. It's almost unheard of. America isn't quite the only place, but there are only a couple of others that allow such a thing. It's outrageous. I do not believe it is the intent of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. That amendment was put there and ratified July the 9th, 1868. And it followed the 13th Amendment that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. That was the 13th Amendment, signed December 6, 1865, outlawing all slavery in America. The 14th Amendment, ratified July 9, 1868, was to make sure that all freed slaves were citizens. That was the intent. And yet it has been twisted, go figure, by other politicians and other people in pursuit of other goals and other agendas. So now the president has told Axios in a special four-part documentary news series, Axios on HBO is the name of the series, and during an interview, it was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't, Trump said, declaring he can do it by executive order. He told Axios on HBO that he has run the idea of ending birthright citizenship by his counsel and plans to proceed with a highly controversial move. It will certainly face legal challenges. But now with a Supreme Court that has a 5-4 conservative leaning, it's the right time for this to be pursued, because you have to talk to justices who read the Constitution in its original meaning, not something that just, you know, is a living, breathing document. No, it has to be read by originalist jurists. When told that that's very much in dispute, Trump replied, "You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they are saying I can do it with an executive order." Trump said, "We're the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous, and it has to end." Actually, several countries, most of them in the Western Hemisphere, have birthright citizenship, but by far the largest and the one that people flock to is the United States. It's in process. He said it'll happen with an executive order. And make no mistake, they will go bananas today on this one, trying to paint Trump as a racist for saying, listen, just because you come into the country illegally and have a child should not make that child a citizen of the United States with all the privileges thereof. That's not racist. That is common sense. And it would not matter the race, the creed, the background, the national origin of the person coming in, having the child makes no difference to me whatsoever. It doesn't make sense at all. And make no mistake, federal judges in places like California, Hawaii, and Washington will try to slam the door shut on this deal. And those on CNN and MSNBC will say this is a dog whistle, a racist dog whistle to Trump's base and so on and so forth. To me, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with protecting the republic. It has to do with common sense. If somebody breaks the law to come here, why would you reward that person by saying, oh, yeah, the child you had here while you broke into our country illegally, yeah, that person's now a citizen. It's a bad outcome. It's an unintended consequence. And I'm quite sure that if those writing this law in 1868 could foresee the future, they would have said, no, that's not what we mean. Here's what we mean. They would have been more specific about it, about those that had lived here and were born here and were subjected to slavery and indentured servitude would have been given the opportunity, well, would have been granted and guaranteed the right of citizenship as they should have been in the only country they had ever known, as they would say on the left. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're jammed up with the IRS of the state of Michigan, you need to get with Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Get that sorted out so you can get it taken care of before something bad really happens, like they take your house or your bank account. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner. You can get started today. Michigan people helping you get things sorted out. It's 52 after.
I want to finish and then go to be able to and have my parents couldn't have. I'll even make, because I know it's the best thing I can do for my. I want to finish
school
and then go to
college
to be able to
graduate
and have
the future
my parents couldn't have. I'll even make
sacrifices,
because I know that
going to college
is the best thing I can do for my
future.
It takes the words of a parent to build the future of a child. The Hispanic Scholarship Fund has the tools and information to help your kids go to college. It's free and it's available in Spanish. Remember, their tomorrow depends on your words today. Visit yourwordstoday.org or call 1-877-HSF-8711. Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Fund and the Ad Council.